Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've been off almost 2 weeks. I haven't been off this long, and I can't remember when, to do this, which is to be with my family and take care of Abby, who's a newborn, which I haven't done in 30 years since Joanna was born. This morning I got up, and I saw that there was one of these Instagram things that was sent to me, and it said, "The clever man wants to change the world. The wise man wants to change himself." And I was thinking about that because I was thinking, is it better to be clever than wise? Is it better to be wise than clever? And of course, bringing it to me, I get up every day and I want to change the world deeply. But lately, I also think that I need to make some changes about myself. And I'll tell you why in a sec. And I was wondering out loud the question, which is harder? Is it harder to change the world? Is it harder to change yourself? The more I get older, the more I think it might be harder to change yourself than it is to change the world. Even though you would think, well, it seems easier. It's within your control. But not so easy. Not so easy. This week I had a very brief, very overly dramatic health scare, which turns out to have been, I hope, nothing, because I just repeated the blood. And it was, you know, about high cholesterol and all that stuff that I tell you about with respect to my polycystic ovary syndrome, and I could be developing some fatty liver crap and whatever. But the point is that in order to fight it, in order to live the life I know that I'm meant to live, and as long as I want to live, I have to make some real changes. I've already pretty much eliminated every food group that might be tasty. So I don't know that I can make any more dietary changes, but I might have to. But the bottom line is I need to go into cardio activity. Now, you know how much I love yoga, which the way I do yoga is the antithesis of cardio. My favorite part is laying on the floor at the end, the Shavasana pose. But anyway, the point is it harder to try and change the world every single day and speak up and write letters and can persuade people and convince people and shout out loud and do what you need to do or create an organization that actually makes some changes? Or is it harder to change yourself? I'm just going to leave that with you. You can ponder that because I think that's a very profound question to ask ourselves. Which is harder and which do we want to focus on? Do we want to focus as we get older on changing the world, on tikkun olam, making it a better place? Or do we want to really focus on changing ourselves? And through that, maybe we change the world, maybe we don't, but we grow because we figure out how to have insight into our habits, how to change our habits. And I have to tell you, I really think it's very hard to do. I think by the time you're my age, which is 60-ish, whatever it is that you've decided to accept and love about yourself and tolerate about yourself becomes very difficult to change if there's an external oomph that's telling you need to do it. But do you remember that movie with Robert Klein and Sandra Bullock? He plays her father and what's his name, Hugh Grant. I think it was called 2 Weeks Notice. And they're sitting at the table in Staten Island. And they're looking at, not Staten Island, Coney Island, pardon me, Coney Island. Her parents live in this old-fashioned housing thing in Coney Island. And he's talking with his daughter, and she's carrying on about whatever. Robert Klein plays her father. And he says, but you know, here I am eating cottage cheese and this and that, which is what his wife is giving him because of his health. And he goes, so I think change is possible. So it is, but I think it's hard. I was, the other thing that was going through my brain, which I call empty and full for the last couple of weeks, is that what you want changes as well. That it isn't so much about making changes sometimes. It's trying to find out and discover if what you want changes. So I was thinking about that because, do you remember years ago there was a game? You'd have to be of a certain age and generation. There was a game when I was a kid called Careers. And my sister Jill and I played it all the time with friends. And it was a board game, you know, like Life and Monopoly, all these great board games. And Careers was a really cool game because everybody got a piece of paper. And the way they started the round was they had to decide, they had 30 points, and they had to decide what they were going to allocate their points to. They had three categories. We had three categories. One was happiness, one was fame, and one was money. And every time you started the round, you had to decide, well, how much did you want to accumulate money? How much did you want to accumulate fame? How much did you want to accumulate happiness? And then if you got to your goal and got those points, you won the game. But every single time you played, it forced you to think about, well, what's important to you? And this was as a kid. Which was important to you and what priority? Did you want a little bit of fame, a lot of money, not too much happiness? Obviously, it seemed to be mutually exclusive. Happiness, by definition, the way the people created the game, might have excluded money or fame. But sometimes you could, and most of the time you could do all three. It was just a question of which proportionality. I was thinking about that because yesterday I went to the filming of a pilot of somebody in my life who is making a pilot for a new television series. And I had a lot of fun watching it because I always love watching that kind of thing. But I was thinking about the elusive pursuit of fame. Because at this point, it's not that much about money and it's not that much about happiness unless you believe that fame will give you the money and the happiness, which a lot of people do. And I go back to Paul Newman. And it is extraordinary to me. Paul Newman died around the age of 80. I think he was a little over 80. And when he died, it was very sad for me personally. Not that I really knew the man at all. Not that I knew him at all. He lived in Westport. I bumped into him a couple of times. I didn't know him. But I admired him tremendously from afar. And I thought that he had taken his fame and done something extraordinary with it, which was devoted it to good works. And when I was growing up, it sort of became, I thought, that fame was something that was rather static. We always heard the phrase fame is fleeting, but it was only during the 20th century when film was created and recording was created and my voice to you right now in a recording was created that the idea that we in our essences could live on past our physical lifetime, past our natural physical lifetime, could even be a thing. So, for example, we don't know who might have been the most famous person of the 1850s, other than Abraham Lincoln, or the 1750s or the 1680s. We don't know what great singers and musicians, other than the composers whose music lived on, may have lived because they came and went like anybody else. And we figured, we collectively, those of us who were mired in the 20th century, believe that people like John Wayne, Gary Cooper, Jimmy Stewart, Greta Garbo, Katharine Hepburn, Audrey Hepburn, that these people who illuminated our films, like Paul Newman, that their fame would last forever. And it's extraordinary to me that as I look around and ask young kids, I can no longer make the assumption that any of them have heard of any of them. So when I think about how fame is fleeting and I think about what you want changes, I think about that game of Careers and I think about the fact that at this stage of my life, my wheel is changing again. I'm not exactly sure what I want, but I know it's time to think about it. This has been another Behind the Wheel from me to you, and I'm going to be back behind the mic on Monday, refreshed and energized. I feel like my 2 weeks away has been 2 months. It's exactly what I needed at the time I needed it. And thanks for listening.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@LisaWexler.com.